Yeah, on here, Daf Lamed. Yeah, the Mishnah says here, Ha Choshed Ala Shvius, somebody is Choshed, we caught him doing something wrong about the mitzvah of Shvius, either he planted then or else he was doing business with the payers of Shvius. So Chiddush is, Ein Lo Choshed Ala Maisus. We don't have to be afraid that maybe he's not Nizer in Maisrois, which means like a Maisa Sheni. Rashi says, you're allowed to buy the Chlal Maisa from the rest of the years. And you don't have to take off Maiser as if to say it's a Vade Maiser. But if the person's an Amor, it's like regular Demai, it's only Minasofik, but not Pateras Vadai Maiser. Yve Rashi is Mashkin Lavdavka Maiser Shen, Rashi Mashkin any Maiser. So here we do not say that he's for sure over the Yisr of Maiser, and therefore if you buy Paris off this person, true, you'd have to take off like Demai Minasofik, but not like a Vade, not for sure. What about the opposite? Well, let's say Achoshed Ala Maisris, let's say we caught him once to be over on the Yisra Maisris. Now, what the opposite way, Achoshed Ala Maisris, see somebody caught to be over the Yisra Maisris, is Ein Achoshed Ala Shrius. Same thing also, we don't say for sure he's over the Yisra of Shrius. Each one separate. What's going to be Achoshed Al Zevi Al Zev? Somebody who's over both the Yisra Shrius and the Yisra of Maisris. So, Locher is then Achoshed Ala Tyrus. Is even choshed also, we can't trust him with Tyrus. We can't give him truma or anything he has. We have to take on that most probably it's tummy. Now, the Yeshu choshed al Tyrus, there are certain people that are choshed al Tyrus, but v'yeina choshed lo yalzev lo yalzev. They're not choshed, not a meiser, and not on a shvius. Because tam Tyrus, that's not so chomer to people. Therefore, even though he's not so nizri upon Tyrus, but it could be upon meiseris and upon shvius, he is more machrim. Because Tyrus just means like don't give away your chulin and say that it's Torah when really it's Tamei. That's not such a big issa. So therefore, if he's only choshen on that, we don't say it's choshen on the Muhammadic issa. Zeaklal, this is the general rule, that a choshen al dover, whoever is choshen on that thing, so loy donu, he can't be like part of a bezdin to paskin on that halacha, and v'loy midu, he can't hear edus from him either. If he's choshen to be over Nisan Shemitah, so we can't hear edus from him about Shvius. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? We say if he's choshed on Shvius, he's not choshed on Maisris. So the answer is, the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, Shvius loy boy choyma. The Paris of Shvius, you don't have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. So it's not so common to people. Mashen kein Maiser, kivon de boy choyma, where it's mashma toma Maiser Sheni. That Maisa Sheni you have to eat inside Yerushalayim. Therefore, Chomele, it's more Chomele to people. See, it's Mashma, the Maisa means Maisa Sheni. So that's why, even though he's Choshed Al Shvius, because that's not so Chomele to people. But we don't say he's also Choshed Al Maisus, because Maisus is more Chomele, because there you have to eat inside Yerushalayim. And the opposite way, Ha Choshed Al Maisa, my time, what's the reason? So it's as well the other way also. Maisa is Le Pidyon. Maisa Sheni could be Poydrit. But since you could be part of it, that's why Meister is not so chomer to some people. So even though they're choshed on Meister, they won't be choshed on Shrius, because Shrius, kivun the ko Mr. Soleil, won't you say it's also the pair of Shrius? For less lay pidyon, there's no way to be part to take off the Kedusha off the pair of Shrius itself. Therefore, Chamirle, it's more chomer to people, and maybe they won't be choshed to do something wrong with the pair of Shrius. So therefore, each one has its own chumers and colors, therefore you're choshed on one, you're not choshed on the other one. Then it says, what's going to be a choshed al zev yazev? We've caught somebody being over an issa about Shemitah and an issa about Maisa Sheni. So then we say, he's choshed on Tyrus. Why? Kivon the choshed al diraisa. Since he's choshed on issa diraisa of Maisrus and Shemitah, koshren al derabonin. For sure he's choshed there not to be nizer on a derabonin de kalocha. Like we said, the thinning of Tyrus, Rashi says, ha Tyrus derabonin inu. She yodim oichol chulim etar. Here we're talking about eating stam chulim. That you have to eat your chulin b'tayro, that's only midrabbanan. Then the Mishnah says, v'yeh choshed al tayrus, so we have someone could be choshed al tayrus. V'yeh nechoshed lo yazev lo yazev. My time, what's the reason? He adirabbanan choshed, true, he's choshed, he doesn't listen to the Yisra adirabbanan, but adiraisa le choshed. That should be a throw, though, he's not choshed to be over Yisra adiraisa. Therefore, he's not choshed on Shemitah, not on Maisa. Now, Ramino, I'll throw you a question like this. It says, Neman ala Tyrus, Neman ala Shvius. Masha, somebody that's Neman that he eats his chulim b'tayro, b'tayro is also his Neman on the pair of Shavuos. Mashma choshed. Somebody that's choshed on Tyrus, he's also choshed on pair of Shavuos. So not like we just got finished saying, not that way. So Marin says, Omer Rabbi Loi, Atoye Masnis na Mishnah, Kesherinu, Shenoyig Bitsina, Betech Baisai. Amish is talking about that we see inside his house privately, he's really noig with the maestris and with Shemitah. So therefore, even though we call him to be over the Yisof Tyrus, we don't say he's also over these things, because since we see inside, he really keeps it. Rashi's Masnis Netoni, Ein Choshev Kugoyin, Shirinu Shenoyig, Din Maestris or Shriyas, Bitsina. Privately, he's being noig this way, but Tech based in the middle of his house. The lek lemaim, you can't say leponim oisir, just doing it for show. Kivun the betzini, he's doing it privately. So therefore, that's why our Mishnah says that since those things we see, he's noy betzina. So that we caught him being over the Yisrael Tyrus, we say it's only Tyrus and not these other things. But the Bryce is talking about no, that's time you caught the guy to be over the Yisrael Tyrus, and we don't see that he's noy bechlal the mitzvahs of Shemitah or of Maisa. Therefore, Taku is chosh on the other ones also. Yeah. So Mora says, Reb Yanai, Reb Yishmo Lomar, he answers like this, Kagoyin, Du Choshlo Tavar. The case was like this. The Bryce is talking about where first this person was Choshlo, we call him to be over both of them. The use of Tyrus and of True Mesamaisus and Shemitah. The Yosef Kami Rabbonim, came in front of the Rabbonim. The Kibla Tavar, he's Mekal upon both of them to do Tshuva, and not to do the Averis. And then the Hoder Ichshad Achad Menar. Then we call him to be over the Isser of Tyrus. So in such a case, the Aminu we say Migo de Choshed Ho. Since we call him to be over the Isser of Tyrus, his Choshed Nami Idach. We're also afraid that maybe he's not going to be Nizer and Trumas and in Meister and in Shmita. Such from the Brisa that Choshed Alzeh is Choshed Alzeh. Omer Rabba Barachonam Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Zodivir Rabbi Akiva Stimtoi. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva Stimtoi Stama. That we know most of the Stam Mishnahs go according to Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita. That a Choshed Al Zeh is not Choshed Al Zeh. Aber Chachomam Nechom say no, that Choshed Al Ashviyis is Choshed Al Maisa. Yes, if we find somebody that's not Nizr in the Mitzvah of Shemitah, we have to be afraid also he's not Nizr in the Mitzvah of Maisa Shaini. Now, man Chachom, who is Chachomim? It's Rabbi Yehuda goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? To be asked for the Rabbi Yehuda's neighborhood, and it was his town, Shavuos Chamirulhu. It was very strict to people, the Yisr of Shemitah. And therefore, if you find somebody that was not Nizr and Shemitah, for sure that guy doesn't care about mitzvahs, he won't care about Maisar either. What's the proof? To Yehuda, if he correlated the Harvard, as one person called his friend, Dairi Bar Darta. He called him like the Ger, the son of a Gieris, Rashi says it means. Does he get angry at him? Like he said, a bad name to him. So he said, what? You're a Ger? You're a stranger? Somebody said back to him, tastily, deloy achli perish shvias kavosech, that I'm still better off than you are. I did not eat from the perish shvias biyasa, and you did. So since we see like they use this way to curse back, like to say that I was not over the Yisra Shemitah, only you were, we see that Shemitah means a lot to them. And therefore, in the Yehuda city, if somebody was not Nizr and Shemitah, then like for sure he's also be choshed on Maisris. He wouldn't be careful about Maisris either. Yeah. Ikud Yami, some say, Omer Rabba Baba Chon, Omer Bierchanon, Zu Divur Rabbi Kiva Stimtoi. This goes according to Rabbi Kiva Stimtoi. That's Stam Mishnah Stam like Rabbi Kiva. Aber Chom and Chom say no, that Choshed ala Maisr is Choshed ala Shvi, is the opposite way. If we caught somebody to be over the Yisr of Maisa, we have to be afraid also to be over the Yisr of Shemitah. If so, who's this? Well, what svar is this? Oman Chachomim. It's Rabbi Meir. He goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yomer Meir holds that Choshed Ledover Echod Hevi Choshed Lechol Torah Kula. That's what Meir Shit. If we find somebody to be over one Yisr, we have to be afraid he's Choshed now for the whole Torah. Therefore, when you're Choshed even on Maisa, we have to be afraid to be over the Yisr of Shemitah also. Now, Reb Yoinov, Reb Yirmiyah, Talmid Reb Zera. They were both the Talmidim from Reb Zera. The Yarmulan, some say no, that it was Reb Yoinov, Reb Zera, Talmid Reb Yechanan. They were both, it was Reb Yoinov, Reb Zera, they were the Talmidim of Reb Yechanan. And they both said like this. Chadam one said, Chadomer Avachomim or Nechom say that Choshev Al HaShviz is Choshev Al HaMaisa. That was the first word we had. Is so Oman Chachomim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So we said in his city, people were very, very makbid upon Shemitah. So therefore, if somebody was not makbid on Shemitah, he doesn't care about that Chomet HaKisar, he would not care about Maisar either. The Chadomer son said, the second word we learned, that Choshev Al HaMaisar is Choshev Al HaShviz. To find someone who doesn't care about Maisar, we have to be afraid he doesn't care about the mitzvah Shemitah Rida. If so, man chachom, who are these chachomim? Hateyat Rameya goes according to Rameya. Where is this Rameya? The time is learned like this. Am Oretz. A realist like Rameya, like we said before, Rameya means what? That Choshel al Dov Rechod is Choshel al Kol Karakula. Yeah. Yeah, Rameya. So the Mor says now, Rameya, the time is learned like this. Am Oretz Shekibul Olov Dibre Chaverus. And now Moritz accepted upon himself to act like a chover, to be marked on all these mitzvahs. So then, v'nechshna dover echad, we call him to be over one issa. Alachar is nechshna chota kul is over. He's choshet to be over the whole Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. You see, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. We caught someone to be over one issa. We have to be afraid, since he's perikol on this one mitzvah. Who are then? He doesn't care about other mitzvahs either. Yeah. Only the one thing we caught him on, that's the one, that's what we have to be afraid about. Not more, only what we caught him on. Now, what's going to be Hager Shekibul Olav Divrei Torah? Hager is Makal upon himself, but to be a Jew to Makal Divrei Torah. So, Afilu Nechshad Ladover Echod, Hevi Choshe Lachal Torah Kulo. I'm not sure what the chiddush of this is. Even a ger also is mekabel upon himself divrei Torah. So if we catch him to be over one issa, he's choshel lechol Torah kula. So I'm not sure if this goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, or maybe this is even according to Chachamim. And here it's better that since he was a goy before, so he didn't do any mitzvahs. Now he was mekabel to be like a ger. But once we see him being over one avera, like that's a big tzar to say he doesn't care about the Torah anymore. Go back to the way he was before. This could be according to everybody now, that by a ger, if he's nechsh l'dover echod, we consider him now to be a choshe l'chol Torah kula. And therefore the chiddush here also says, v'reyu ki yisrael muma, but still he's like a yisrael muma, even though he's choshe l'chol Torah kula, still he has a lacha like a ger, like a Jew. And this could be, maybe this chiddush even contrary, maybe that's the chiddush over here. And now, the difference is that the chiddush, kiddush of kiddushin, if he marries an isha, if his gerus is not chal at all, if it's like a goy, the kedushin is not chal. But we're saying now, no, even though he's choshed again, but still his gerus was chal, and he is a Jew, and therefore what he made, the kedushin, is chal the kedushin, and shall need a get. So that's not meant to say that the gerus was chal. Tanu Rabbanan, not like this. Habo lekabel divrei chaverus. If somebody comes, Namoritz comes and tells us he wants to act like a chover now, everything he does will be betayra, chutz midov rechet, excluding one of the halachas, then ain't mekal the noise, so we don't accept him. You have to accept everything. There's no exceptions. Oyvei kechovim shabol lekabel divrei Torah. Goy wants to become a Jew, but he says clearly chutz midav rechad, excluding one halacha, I don't want to accept. So the halacha is then ain't mekal the noise, so we don't accept him. So forth only says that we do not accept him. Question: if it was done, if the gerus was done already, that's another question. If the gerus would be chal or not. But lechatchila for sure we don't accept such a ger if it's not mekabel the whole Torah. Reb Yosi, Reb Yudu, Aimer, Afilu diktuk echad medivrei seifrim, even a chumra medirabonim. If he doesn't want to accept upon himself, we do not accept him to be a ger. V'chein the same thing, Bein Levi, a son of a Levi, shebo lekabel divrei Levi, he comes and he wants to accept to be noig like a Levi. He wants to be able to work in the base of Migdash, to sing, to close the doors. Or else, the kohen shabol lekabel divrei kuna. A kohen also wants to be noiv like a kohen to do the avoid in the base of Middash, but they say clearly, chutz midav rechad, excluding one avoid, like one mitzvah of kuna, levi, I don't accept. So the loch is then, ain't mekabel noise, so we don't accept them to work in the base of Middash. Shinemra, because the posik says, ha makriv es dam hashlomim, and it ends off, mibnei aron. So it dash this, so avoid ha mesur lebnei aron, it's only the avoid is giving over to Bnei Aaron. So Rashi says, meaning you won't act like the Bnei Aaron, that you accept upon yourself all these mitzvahs, and you don't leave over anything. Rashi says, Me Bnei Aaron, Mashmashi, Enoi, Kol Din Bnei Aaron. then loy siya shakiyum, then you'll get matonis here in this parasha of kuna. But if you don't accept leaving one, you're not, you can't be oivid like a kohen. Now, b'chol kohen shein amoid bo, any kohen does not admit like to one of the mitzvahs of kuna, his ein lo chelik b'kun, he has no shaykhus to kuna, he can't take any matonis, he can't do the avoidah, he can't be a kohen like. Tana Rabban. Yeah, Tana Rabban again. That habo l'kabo divrei chaveris. If somebody wants a mekabel to act like a chover, again, like a chashuva person that's noig b'tayro, imrinu shenoig b'tzina b'teich b'isai. If we saw that probably in his house he's noig everything he does b'tayro, then mekabel noisai, we'll not accept him right away, and v'yachakach m'lam denoisai, then we'll go over again the lochus with him. But since we know like privately he acts that way, we can accept him right away. But v'yimlam, if we don't see that he acts that way, then m'lam denoisai, first we have to teach him the lochus, how to become a chover. And v'yachakach mekal benoisoi, then we'll receive it, we'll accept him. And Shim ben Yochai Yoimer, ben kach or ben kach, no matter which way it is, mekal benoisoi, you have a right away to accept him. If he says he wants to, we can accept him. And v'lo mekedai kavonach, we'll go and teach him afterwards exactly what he has to do. But if he wants to accept upon himself to be like a chover, we'll accept him right away. Tana Rabbanan, mekablin liknafayim, you can cover upon yourself, Tyra. Rashi said, L'chnafayim means like to wash your hands. As if to say, you'll always make sure your hands are tor, that if you touch Truma, you're not going to make a tummy. And V'yachakach mekavlin l'tyrus. Then later you can accept upon yourself, that's even more chumris of Tyra. That Shavonastik Tyroisov, that anything you have is Ketor Gomer. That Lecha Trumasoi, Ketruma Tyra. So it's two different things. One is just a mekabel, the hand should always be clean. And secondly, all your clothing, all your food is also clean. For your mom, let's say he says, "Any mekabel el l'knafayim, I only want to accept upon myself just to keep my hands clean." So mekabel l'nisa, that's good. But kibbul l'tyrus, let's say he wants to be tor for tyrus, but below kibbul l'knafayim, he doesn't accept upon himself to have his hands clean. That's no good then. After l'tyrus l'kibbul, you can't even keep your tyrus clean. Because if your hands are not clean, so your hands are going to touch it, and you'll make a tummy. So that's no good. Tana Rabban learned like this. Ad kama mekabla noisoi. Till how long does he have to accept upon himself to be this chaver? So beisham yomim lamashka, if he wants to accept upon himself to have a din tyra for his hands, shloishim yomim. He has to accept upon himself to be a chaver for at least 30 days. Lichsois, if he wants that even his clothing should have a din like its tor, then shnei masachodesh. You have to accept upon yourself to be a chaver for 12 months. And then if you accept upon yourself, right away you have this din that even your clothing is tor. For both of them, you only have a lach of a chover if you accept upon yourself at least for 1 year to be knowing this Tyra. In Cain, the Sodom Gemara asked the question, it comes out in Hevelay Mikule Beshamim Mechumer Beisilil. Beisilil is more machmer. So it should have said this in the Mishnah in Idias that says the few cases where Beisham is more lechumer and Beisilil is lekula. Usually it's the opposite way. There are only like six cases that Beisilil is lechumer. If so, this should be another case. Why doesn't it say it? So when it's true, El rather, they still loimim echad zivechazesh l'shloishim. He goes l'kul and says, no, that even the tyrus, if you accept upon yourself just to be noig b'tyrus for 30 days, that's also called a good kabbalah, and you could become a tchover just for that. Simena chover talmet cheles meches choza gaboy v'yatzme. Tana Rabban learned like this. Habo lekabel divrei chaveris, if somebody comes to accept upon himself to be a chaver, sorach lekabel b'fnei shloisha chaverim. You have to be mekabel in front of three other chaverim. Can't just do it by yourself. This kabbal has to be in front of three other people. Ubonav b'fnei beisa netzrich lekabel b'fnei shloisha chaverim. But let's say later your children also want to have a din chaver, then it's easier. Like since you're a chaver already, so your children will follow you simple. Therefore, you do not have to accept upon them in front of three people. Even your children, when they want to be mekabel to be a chover, they also have to be done in front of three people. Meaning it's different. When the father accepts it for himself, it says kabbalah for himself, not for his kids. Rashi says the fish in the name of Chavish Kibbul who acts my leben Chavir mach mes Kabbalah Saviv shein l'shum Kabbalah l'srach Aviv, that it's no good like the father accepted upon himself, he like has a chiv, he has to, But the kids that did not accept upon themselves just the fact they go after the father, that's not strong enough. Therefore, the kids also, for them to get a din chaver, they would have to accept upon themselves also in front of three people. Tanur Rabbanan. Somebody wants to accept upon himself to be like a chaver. Kabel divri chaveris. It's sort of kabel from a gimme chaverim. You have to in front of three chaverim. If you have filled Tamil Chochem, even if you're a Tamil Chochem, also, Tzorech lekabu v'nei shloshe chaverim. Even though you're a Tamil Chochem, still you'll have to accept upon yourself to be a chaver, you'll have to do it in front of three chaverim. What's going to be Zokan, you're an older person, v'yosha b'yeshiva, at the head of the yeshiva, then in the Tzorech lekabu v'nei shloshe chaverim. You don't have to accept upon yourself in front of three. Shekvar kibbel all of mishor shiyoshev, once they put you to be the head, that alone like is enough, a choshev, that now when you accept to be a chover, you can accept between yourself. You don't have to have three people there. Ah, b'shur loymer, af talmud chochem, and tzorch lekabu v'nei shloshe chaverim. No, even a talmud chochem also, since he's a talmud chochem, he for sure knows what he's doing, and when he accepts to be a chover, that's good. For loyer, not only this, ela shacherim mekablim lufanov. Other people can mekabel chaveris in front of a talmud chochem. So talmud chochem does not need other people, not rabbi, he helps for other people. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, b'yimei benoi sh'Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis nishnis mishnezu. This mishnah was learned in the times of the son of Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. To say what? That even a Talmud Chacham also has to have the mekabel divrei chaveris in front of three people. Rashi says nishnis means also the afilu Talmud Chacham tzorach lekabel. Why? What was the ma'isa? Was like this, because Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Estapik Lu Milsa B'Tairis. They had a shayla, something to do with Hilchas Tairis. They had a shayla, what to do. So Shodri Rabbonin Lagabi B'nai Shem Bechnina Ben Antignus. So the Rabbonin sent the shayla to the son of Reb Chnina Ben Antignus. Is Azilu, so these two Rabbonin went, Omrulei, and they said to the son, Lie in Bo, look into the shayla. So Ashbichu Dukotoyin Tairis. So they found him, they found that Rabbi Chanina was like watching a Tyrus. So what did the Benoish Rabbi Chanina do? Oysev Rabbonim Adidei took some of his own Tamil Chachomim Legabayu to watch his Tyrus. Vikoyu Leunevei, and then the Benoish Rabbi Chanina went to look into the Shiloh. So the Kitzi was a little bit mevaza, these two Tamidim Chachomim that came to ask the Shiloh, because he did not trust them to watch his Tyrus. But rather he called two other Talmidim of his own to watch the Tyrus. So that one was, also they came, Amr and Rabbi Yehuda. They told over these two Talmidim that went here to Shiloh, they told over to Rabbi Yehuda, like the way he was not bizoying with us. Omul el Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yosi. Omulus, Rabbi Yehuda, like this, Omul Rabbi Yehuda. Oviv Shalzeh, his father ready, was Biza Talmid Chachamim. His father was Mevaza Talmid Chachamim. In other words, the Selak we learned before, he holds the Shittim that when a Talmid Chacham wants to become a Chaver, he has to accept in front of three people. So you also held you have to be Mevaza him. So af hu Mevaza Talmid Chacham, even his son now also has this Midah, he was Mevaza this Talmid Chacham. That the fact when he had his Tyrus, he did not trust them to watch his Tyrus, but rather he had to call his own Talmidim. So the Mor says now, oh my Lord, yes, Yossi said back, no. Kavoid Zokin Yemunach Bemkoim. No, leave the covenant of the Zokin alone. That they both were not Mevaza Tamid Chachom here. But rather the Locher is that Elo, Meyoim Shechorav Beis, the day that the Beis Hamidrash was Chorav, Noyagu Kahanim Silso Biyatsum, Kahanim were Noyig, this Churma like by themselves, Shein Moisra Mesa Tyrus Lecholodim. They do not trust anybody to watch their Tyrus. They would have truma, something that's tor, they want to make sure it's tor, so that's the churma they have. So it's not called the mevaza talmud chacham. So Rashi says, kvoid zoki means av viaben. Silsa means mal. They made this mal, this churma by themselves, not to trust anybody for their tyrus. Then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, chovish shemeis, a chova that dies, so ishtoi ubonav abnevesa reim becheskosim. They still are becheskes to be a chaver also. Whatever they have is also Torah. Even though mainly it was because of the husband, but still, they're still used to acting the same way they acted when the husband was alive. Achi yechashtu, until we find they did something wrong. V'chein, the same thing, chotzer shomarchim botchel, they have a courtyard that used to sell kosher at chelut for the tzitzis. Sareya Becheskoso, again, it's Becheskos, whoever takes over the business will still do it the right way. Achetifson, until we find that they sold something wrong. Tana Rabbanan, Eshes Amoritz, the wife of an Amoritz, that her husband died, and she nisa zechover, then she got married to a chover, v'chein bita shel Amoritz, the daughter of an Amoritz, she nisa zechover, she got married to a chover, v'chein avdo shel Amoritz, she nimka lechover, kulam tzvich lekabadir v'chaveris, v'tchila. It's not enough the fact now they're married to a chover, but since before they were used to not being a chover, so now they have to accept upon themselves to be a chover. Abu, but the opposite way. Eishes chover shenises le'amoritz. On eishes chover they got married to an amoritz. V'chein bitush shechover shenises le'amoritz. V'chein avdush shelechover shenimkul le'amoritz. And tzrich le'kabadir v'chaveres betchil, they don't have to accept upon themselves. But rather we say they'll still be acting the same way they were acting before. Rabbi Meir Raymond, no, afein tzrich l'kabel em divich averes nechil, they have to. Because Mustama, now that they're married to a new person, they're in this new rishus, they may become influenced by him. And therefore, in order for them to keep the status of being a chover, they have to accept upon themselves a fairish like, that they'll still be a chover, they'll still watch themselves from Tumah B'Taira. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Raymond, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Mais had once happened, Bishach is one lady, she nisa is l'chover, she got married to a chover. And used to like carry tefillin. Kamas was just kasheris. She used to tie on his tefillin al yodoi on his hand. She was married to the chaver. She also used to help him put on his tefillin. She used to. Then she got married to an amoritz. For is a kasheris like kishrei muchas al yodoi. Now she was selling. Rashi says she yesh chosemis lemuchas. Now she was carrying around on her arm these receipts for the taxes. So the kids, you see, they changed very fast. That when she was married to a chover, she used to have film on her arm. But now that she's married to an amoritz, she wants to take care of his business. So that's what I was saying before. Even though she before was married to a chover, now when she gets married to an amoritz, we have to check her out again. She has to make upon herself again to be like a chover. Yeah. All right, I will stop here.